Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome to the Coffee Break German Show. Ich bin Marc.
Ich heiße Thomas.
Wie geht's dir, Thomas?
Sehr gut, danke. Wie geht's dir?
Sehr, sehr gut. We are here with a brand new concept, the Coffee Break German Show. And in these weekly episodes, we're going to be helping you take your German to the next level, one coffee break at a time.
And if you're seeing this video on YouTube, please remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel, or if you're actually listening to it on one of the many podcast platforms, also remember to subscribe to this podcast.
Also, Thomas, was lernen wir heute? What are we learning today?
We are looking at our favorite topic when it comes to learning German, and that is word order in a sentence.
Ausgezeichnet.
And to be precise, we're looking at when we have two verbs in a sentence, where do they go? What do they do?
To be precise, you would have used und zwar there in German, wouldn't you?
Ja, sehr gutes Beispiel. Einer meiner Lieblingsworte.
Let's get on with the show. So tell us about word order in German.
So I think there's a lot of topics you come across when it comes to word order. Today, I really want to focus on having an auxiliary verb and a main verb.
Right.
And what happens? Can you think of examples for auxiliary verbs?
Yes. So we might be thinking of something like werden.
Ganz genau, when we're forming the future tense.
Mm-hmm.
Another one?
We have words like haben and sein, when they're auxiliary verbs using for the perfect tense, for example.
Perfekt. Gutes Beispiel, ja, for forming perfect tense. And then also all modal verbs.
Of course.
So all your können, müssen, sollen.
Dürfen.
Genau, mögen.
All of them.
All of them.
So word order when it comes to two verbs, basically, in the sentence.
Genau.
Okay.
And as I said, one is called the auxiliary verb, but we just said. And then the other one is the main verb. Mm-hmm. And we see where do those two go in relation to each other and in a sentence.
Okay, so I guess it makes sense to look at some examples.
Yes, and I thought we'd just have an easy example. A straightforward sentence is, wir werden morgen mit dem Boot nach Korsika fahren.
Oh, I didn't know. How nice. We're off to Korsika. So, wir werden morgen mit dem Boot nach Korsika fahren.
Langer Satz.
So, we've got wir werden, and we said werden is often used to form the future.
Ganz genau.
So, we will, or we are going to, and then lots of information, fahren.
Genau, and that's sometimes why it's really worth to jump at the end of a sentence to see what are we actually going to do, because so far we only know we are going to something Corsica, something with a boat, but what is it?
Yeah, so fahren, go, or travel to. So we're going to travel tomorrow, morgen, mit dem Boot, with the boat or by boat, nach Corsica, to Corsica, and we're going to travel there.
Okay, genau. So we are going to travel to Corsica tomorrow by boat.
Yeah.
Okay. And as we saw here, we had our auxiliary verb at the start after our subject, we. Mm-hmm. And then our second verb went to the end of the whole sentence and it stayed in the infinitive.
Yeah.
So also if we would change that sentence, if we say like, I am going to, it would be ich werde, but we only need to change the werde. The fahren would stay the same because it's in the infinitive.
That makes sense.
Good.
So we have all of that information in between the auxiliary verb werden and fahren, which is coming at the end.
Genau.
And there's a bit of an order there, isn't there? Morgen, mit dem Boot, nach Korsika.
Genau, so we have the time, then we have what we're going with, the manner, and then we have the location at the end.
Okay, so you may remember in other episodes of Coffee Break German, we've talked about Tecamolo. That's for another episode, though. I don't think we're going to go through this in detail.
No, I think otherwise we'll take it too long for you.
Let's look at another example then.
Okay, maybe one with a modal verb. Mm-hmm. So, du sollst nach dem Essen deine Hände waschen.
Right. So here we've got du sollst. So the modal verb is sollen. So to ought to or something like that.
Yeah.
So you should nach dem Essen, after the meal, after eating.
Yeah.
deine Hände, your hands, waschen, to wash. So you must wash your hands, or you should wash your hands after a meal.
Genau, and it's the same order here. We have the modal verb in the second position here, or auxiliary verb, and then our infinitive at the very end of the sentence.
Okay, let's have one more example.
Mein Vater hat gestern Abend für uns gekocht.
Right, so here we're seeing an example in the perfect tense.
Genau, and you probably always know our end verb, our second verb at the end is a little bit different. It's not in the infinitive this time.
It would be the past participle there.
Genau.
Because we're using haben gekocht from the verb kochen, but gekocht.
Genau, so we have cooked.
Yeah. So mein Vater, my father, hat gestern Abend, has yesterday evening, für uns, for us, gekocht, cooked.
Genau.
So my father cooked for us yesterday.
And again, whenever you see those haben or sein, I think it's a very good idea if you want to like translate the sentence, jump to the end.
Yep.
And then the rest of the sentence often makes a lot more sense because you know the context of the sentence, you know the second verb.
Yeah.
So jump back, see what they're actually talking about, and then the kind of rest falls into place.
Everything falls into place. Sehr gut. Okay, so that is kind of straightforward examples when we're basically using two verbs together. But there are some other situations which can have a role to play, aren't there?
Genau, so they, as you said, they were really standard sentences. It was the subject, then our auxiliary verb, and then the other at the end. Now that changes sometimes a little bit, for example, if you want to, or if you look at how to negate the sentence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you look at the sentence, sie werden dieses Spiel nicht gewinnen.
Right, so this is our next example. Sie werden dieses Spiel nicht gewinnen. They are not going to win this game.
Perfect, yeah.
But the nicht is just coming before the gewinnen at the end.
Genau. So if you have the auxiliary verb, main verb combination, you put your nicht before your main verb at the end. Mm-hmm. Which sometimes I think if you have really long sentences, makes a big difference in understanding, you know, if they're doing something or if you're not doing something, because you have all that long sentence, people start thinking about, oh, what is that? And then at the end you have a nicht gewinnen. And so just always be careful to pick up the nicht or the no nicht to Absolutely. See what they're talking about.
Yeah, I always think about interpreters, and when interpreters are interpreting from German into English, for example, and they have to wait right until the very end, and obviously in a formal situation, in a conference or something like that, the sentences might be quite long.
Yes.
And you're waiting to find out what the final
word, and that if it's happening or if it's not happening.
So Thomas, that's with nicht. Are there other situations where we have to be careful?
Yes, something else, and people have probably come across this before, is when you have like a phrase at the start, so either like a temporal phrase or an adverb, and then you probably know what comes after that.
Yeah, so when we start, like if we're saying yesterday I cooked, it would be yesterday cooked I.
Genau, so the verb always comes in the second position, and it's the same if you have two verbs. So for example, in the sentence, letztes Jahr sind Sie mit dem Auto in den Urlaub gefahren.
Yeah, okay, so letztes Jahr sind Sie mit dem Auto in den Urlaub gefahren. So last year, they traveled by car on holiday. They went on holiday by car.
And as you just mentioned, just make sure the verb, even if it's an auxiliary verb, comes at that second position. Mm-hmm. And then the subject follows afterwards.
That makes sense. Okay. And there's one further thing that you want to pick up on here, and that's with subordinate clauses, isn't it?
Yes. So I don't want to go too much into the topic of subordinate clauses, but just one thing is the verb, if you just have one verb, mm-hmm. comes at the end of a subordinate clause.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have a look at what does that look like if we have two verbs in a subordinate clause. So in this sentence, wenn du morgen arbeiten musst, dann können wir auch übermorgen schwimmen gehen.
Right.
It's a long sentence, but if we focus on the first bit, which is our subordinate clause, because we're starting it with wenn. If, that was wenn du morgen arbeiten musst.
Okay, so wenn du morgen arbeiten musst, if you tomorrow work have to. So if you have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, and we see here that in every subordinate clause, or if you just have one verb, it goes to the end, and that's less confusing. But because we have two here, we just need to remember that our auxiliary verb, the ones that we conjugate, goes to the very end, and therefore also behind our infinitive. So we have arbeiten must. Mm-hmm. And then the subordinate clause is finished.
That makes sense. Okay. So just a little thing on the whole idea of subordinate clauses. That is a kind of technical word. And sometimes it can be quite confusing for learners, because certainly as an English learner, I never really learned what a subordinate clause was.
No, I've only learned all these words when I started actually preparing lessons and teaching German.
So basically, it's the part of the sentence that doesn't really need to be there, because the second section, dann können wir auch übermorgen schwimmen gehen, then we could also go swimming tomorrow.
It would be a full sentence itself.
Yeah, we could also go swimming tomorrow works on its own, but this extra bit of information, this extra element is our subordinate clause. It's subordinate to the main clause.
Exactly, and it couldn't stand by itself, so it always needs the second
bit.
Yes.
So let's just go through this whole sentence again. Wenn du morgen arbeiten musst, if you have to work tomorrow, dann können wir auch übermorgen schwimmen gehen. Then we could also go swimming the day after tomorrow.
Genau, übermorgen, also übermorgen. A nice word. Nice. And then for that part, it's back to normal. We have done, then we have können, our modal verb, subject wir, and then our verb gehen at the very end again.
Ausgezeichnet. Okay, so let's do a little bit of a recap of what we've covered today. So we've been talking about how word order works in German, particularly when we've got two verbs involved in a sentence.
Sehr genau. And in our all examples, we had these auxiliary verbs, mm-hmm. and they are the ones that we conjugate, that we change, if it's wir oder ich, and they go at the second position in a normal sentence, just as a sentence with one verb. Mm-hmm. And then we saw that the second verb, our infinitive or past participle, always goes to the very end, mm-hmm. and therefore also said it's worth checking the end of a sentence if you come across verbs like werden, haben, sein, or any of the modal verbs to see what is actually happening and get the context of a sentence.
Okay, and we also looked briefly at what happens when something else is introduced, like a nicht, or if we're changing the order, starting with an adverb like letztes Jahr or something like that.
Okay, now we saw with a nicht, if we negate something, the nicht goes in front the final verb, so like basically the second last position in the sentence. Mm-hmm. And we also saw when we have letztes Jahr oder gestern, like you said, and mm-hmm. We just need to make sure that we follow the same order than with a normal sentence with one verb, and that is that our verb goes in the second position before the subject.
Yeah. And finally, we looked at what happens with subordinate clauses.
Again, probably a video by itself, but just to make sure, if we have a subordinate clause or any sentence where the verb goes to the end, make sure you put actually the auxiliary verb to the very end. That means it's behind your infinitive or your past participle.
But I think, Thomas, that's probably enough for today. Das reicht für heute.
Ja, das glaube ich auch.
We hope that you've enjoyed this lesson. And if you'd like to see the written version of all of this content, then we've actually put together a blog article explaining all of the aspects about word order, and all of the written examples in German are included in that. So if you would like to get access to that, then the link is in the description. You can visit that right now.
Also, if you like more help with your German and receive regular free email lessons, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com/German.
We send out regular email lessons, as Thomas has said, and we cover vocabulary, grammar,
culture,
everything. Yes. So do check that out. And you can look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox very soon if you sign up for that. Also, das reicht für heute. As I've already said.
Glaube ich auch. Vielen Dank. Ja. Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.